November 16th, 2011, Bob Sprankle here, reflecting on the Kindle that I finally received. It was a birthday gift, and it finally came in, and I'm liking it. It is definitely taking a little while to get used to not having a backlit machine. I actually bought a book reader, you know, like a nighttime reader to go with it. In really good light, such as outside, it's perfect. I always seem to need more light when I'm reading a book, so I crank up the lights. The syncing's great. The speed seems reasonable. The touch is nice. One thing I don't like about it is when I look at my books either on the Kindle or in my archive back at the Kindle Cloud, I'm looking at a list, and I wish I could look at icons with the pictures of the books so that I could recognize them quickly. The other thing that was surprising was all my Audible books are immediately there. I know Amazon bought Audible recently or acquired them, and I guess it's kind of cool to have that in with these, but I'd like to, for my Kindle, I'd like to just see my books and be able to filter out the Audible. Maybe there's a way to do that. I don't know. I do know there is a way to do that on the website. If I manage my Kindle and I look at books that are on the Amazon site, then I can filter by just books or by Audible books or just my documents. And that's the other cool thing, is that it's very easy to send a document to Kindle, either through email, which I thought cost some money, but I'm not seeing that anywhere. I don't see myself incurring any costs with that. Or just turning them into Kindle documents through Stanza or whatnot and dragging them over to the document folder once you hook up the Kindle to the Mac. So you have a USB, it's almost like a USB device. You open it up, there's a documents folder, you can bring things in. So that's great. And I think this would be a great tool for talks, because it's not going to burn out. The battery life's going to be incredible, and you know, I could actually hold it in my hand and use it for notes that I would blow up, you know, in large fonts, I guess. So definitely still exploring, but so far happy. And my plan is to get one for my daughter, and I secretly already bought one for my wife for Christmas, and we'll be able to share each other's documents. And so we have quite a library already. I don't know how many archived I have. I'm looking here, see if I... Yeah, I have like 86 archived items, and, you know, a lot of those are free things that I downloaded, you know, from Amazon, and then a lot of that is Audible, so there's quite a library there. And it's a cool way to be able to carry it all around. Just keep the Wi-Fi connected. So that's my first thought about the Kindle Touch. I don't know if I mentioned it was the Touch, but it's the Touch, which makes it very easy. Okay, Kindle.